How do we encourage one another then? How do we encourage ourselves to cultivate holiness? We remember several things. First of all, holiness always works for good. Always works for good. Because it always glorifies God. And it always gives us true benefit. Psalm 84, verse 11, no good thing does he withhold from those who walk uprightly. John Flavel put it so nicely. What health is to the heart, holiness is to the soul. Second, holiness makes us resemble God. Our God is holy. He wants us to be holy. Third, holiness gives evidence of our justification and election. 1 Corinthians 6, verse 11, shows that sanctification is the inevitable fruit of justification. And 2 Thessalonians 2, verse 13, shows that holiness is the inevitable fruit of election. Fourthly, holiness fosters assurance. The Heidelberg Catechism is powerful here, that everyone may be assured himself of his faith by the fruits thereof. John does the same thing all the way through the first epistle, doesn't he? 8 times. He says, we know we pass from death to life in one way or another because of this mark or that mark of holiness. Fifthly, holiness purifies. That should be a motivation. To those who are defiled and unbelieving, nothing is pure. Those who believe, they are made pure. Six, holiness promotes effective service to God and to man. And seventh, holiness fits us for heaven.